Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 88, with Sarah Kornack and Beth Ann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Gianna Kordatsky of FamilyFunTwinCities.com. Gianna's boldness resulted in the creation of a business partnership with two other women that she had not known previously. She took a bold step and it produced great results. I also think Gianna's story can be an inspiration to other moms out there who want to start a business, but they know they can't quite do it alone. They need to bring on a partner, a business partner that can help them share the load. Plus, her business model is perfect for moms with small kids who like to be active and do a lot of fun things. I know you're going to love her story. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are pleased to welcome Gianna Kordatsky of FamilyFunTwinCities.com. Family Fun Twin Cities is a blog dedicated to all of the fun kids' activities in and around St. Paul and Minneapolis. Gianna works with two other moms to create such an awesome resource. She lives in St. Paul with her husband and four children. Welcome to the show, Gianna.
Thanks.
Gianna, can you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself and how you got started blogging?
Sure. I grew up in a small town in western Minnesota, and I always thought I was going to raise my kids, and my husband, too. He grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and we thought, we're not going to stick in the cities for very long, so we don't need to get comfortable. But as the years progressed, we realized that we weren't going anywhere, and so we decided to make our home. Like, you know, we lived here, but we were going to make our home in the Twin Cities. And because of that, I was like, well, I might as well bloom where I'm planted and start figuring out what's going on. So I started a website called Twin Cities Family, which no longer exists. But I called it Twin Cities Family, and I just started trying to figure out what there was to do around town. And so that's kind of the beginning of my journey. And then there's more to the story when we get into joining with my friends Beth and Anne.
Okay, great. Can you tell us what year did you start that first blog?
My first blog? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it started as a traveling thought in like 2006, right before my second baby was born. And then it changed to Twin Cities Family probably about 2010, 2011. And then after that, it was a couple years. And then we started Family Fun Twin Cities.
So walk us through that change into Family Fun Twin Cities. You now work with two other women mm-hmm. who are also moms.
Yep.
But you did not previously know these women before you combined forces. So
exactly.
How did that happen?
Okay, so I was doing Twin Cities Family, and I started, you know, to look for things to do. You just kind of go on Google and throw up, you know, family activities Minneapolis or family activities St. Paul or anything like that. And these two sites kept popping up. One of them was called Free Family Fun, and the other one was called Tour Moms. And I was reading their stuff and going, oh my goodness, I can't do what they're doing. They're doing an amazing job and I can't do this. And what am I going to do? I can't compete with this. And so I was part of a learning group by Jonathan Milligan called Blogging Your Passion. And something in that Facebook group at some point, he mentioned, start connecting with other people in your niche. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. And I literally typed it out in Facebook. I don't have anything to offer them. Send. And he said, no, you don't know what you have to offer them. You don't really know how much more professional they are. He basically encouraged me, go ahead, send it. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I sent them an email that asked, is there a way we could get to know each other and maybe start promoting each other's sites on our sites? And Joy, who is the Free Family Fun mom, got back to me, and she was enthusiastic about the idea. And Anne got back to me, and she was pretty enthusiastic, too. She just couldn't end up coming to our first meeting. And so, oh my goodness, the story goes on forever. Joy and I met, and then we kept emailing each other. And we were like, okay, so we'll do this on our site for each other and this on our site for each other. And, you know, we had all these little plans. And then we decided to get together again with Anne. And when all three of us sat down, Anne said, so my husband came up with this idea of maybe we should go in together on one site. And I try not to freak out. And I'm like, I don't even know you guys. I can't do that. You know, like, I didn't say it like that, but basically. And so I said, I don't know, let me think about it, which is so funny because I am not the take time to think. I'm the one who says yes, and then later on goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. So it was really odd for me to be the one that was like, I can't say yes right away. So I went home, and for a month, I just kept milling over it and chewing on it and asking my husband a thousand different ways the same questions. And finally, I came to the point, I was like, well, I guess it doesn't really hurt to try, right? And my husband said, no. So we decided, or I contacted them and said, okay, guys, you've been very patient with me. I think, why not? Let's give it a try. And that's how it started.
I love the fact that it started with a simple email. And, you know, you just reached out and said, let's help each other out. And I just think it's wonderful what's resulted from that simple email.
Yeah, it's been incredible. And these past 2 years, we've grown crazy, like more than 2,500 hits a day some days. So like people are really using us and really find the benefit of our site.
So before you combined forces, mm-hmm. all three of you were blogging about a similar topic, mm-hmm. things to do in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
How were your individual blogs doing at the time before you combined forces?
Honestly, I was so new to the whole keeping track of it kind of thing that I really wasn't sure, but I know it was, I would say maybe a couple hundred for me, just because I did have a little interaction with some people. And Anne and Joy got enough traffic so that their Google AdSense paid them a little teeny tiny bit. So it was very small. So I would say we probably all together, each of us, I mean, probably got no more than 500 hits a day, if that.
So just to clarify, Gianna, you think all together, or at least your individual blogs, at most you were getting maybe 500 hits a day. And now together with your combined blog, you're getting upwards of 2,500 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that right there, I think, shows the power of combining forces, which is really encouraging. So when you guys decided to come together and create this joint blog, what happened with those individual blogs that you each had?
We all kept them for a while. I mostly started sending people over to Family Fun Twin Cities saying, okay, this is all still going to be happening, but it'll be on this site. So I would just send them over there. Joy did something similar with Free Family Fun, although she kept up her site a little bit longer than I did. And Anne still has tour moms. So she's kind of changed that to be more like, not a journal like, you know, the old blogs used to be, but more of a, here are the fun things that we did together as a family, instead of, okay, there's these things to do and these things to do, like Family Fun Twin Cities does.
As you started this process of combining into one website, how did you begin to get to know one another? Did you meet regularly? Do you just talk on the phone? What's that process?
That would have been really smart. In fact, just last month is when we started meeting together regularly, and we've been doing this 2 years now. We started a Facebook group and just started talking to each other nonstop on the Facebook group. We didn't meet together regularly until about a month ago, but before then, we'd meet probably once every 3 months in person, just because some things we had to talk about. You know, there's only so much you can do on Facebook or, you know, in a chat like that. So some things we had to talk about, but generally we just met about once every quarter, and then talked on Facebook all the time.
So let's talk a little bit more about dividing out jobs and delegating and just working as a team. It just seems like, you know, three women coming together who knew each other just a teeny bit ahead of time. How did you even begin to separate out who would do what?
First of all, it kind of landed with personality types. I am definitely the more forward one, the one who's going out there and meeting people and trying to get information. So it kind of started with Anne and Joy did their writing, and then I did all like kind of the promoting just because it just fell naturally that way. As time went on and we realized that the calendar, which is our biggest pull, people love our calendar, as we realized that that was needing to be updated more and more, Joy said, the calendar needs some attention. I'll take that on as my project, which has been extremely helpful. She just had a baby about 5 months ago. And so to take some work off her plate, you know, when you first have your newborn, you need some time to sleep. We decided we could do the calendar. And Anne and I were like, no, we can't do this. This is horribly hard. So that was kind of funny. But Joy actually said, I want to do this. And Anne, she is naturally our best writer, and she comes up with the ideas that get the most hits. Like, her posts are the most popular posts ever. So we kind of let her take over the main content creation. That's Anne's job. And then Joy's job is the administrative work behind the scenes, keeping our directory up and the calendar up. And then I am, because of my personality, I am the one who goes out and meets with people and talks to different businesses and gets to know people and does the actual relationship building that you do need to have if you're going to promote things around town.
Sounds like a good way to divide things up.
Yeah, it works really well for us. And we cannot believe how well our team fits together. We fit together so well.
Do you ever feel a need to track time to make sure people are putting in similar amounts, or so far everybody just knows everyone's working as hard as they can and that issue hasn't come up?
Yeah, we all feel like we're doing what we need to do, and we don't feel like we need to keep track of each other, which is a kind of a blessing. You know, we don't have that, oh, I've done this time and when is she going to pick it up? We never feel that way at all, which says a lot because that could be happening. There are times when I'll be freaking out about something and I'll just type in our Facebook group, you know, this is happening, and they will talk me down off the cliff. They do this all the time. Or Anne or Joy will have a freak out moment about something else and we talk each other down off the cliff. So yeah, we don't have this need to keep things equal. We feel like we're all doing what we're made to do.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about perhaps differing opinions, because it seems like with three creative, hardworking women, sometimes you may disagree about things. How have you guys worked through those conflicting opinions?
Okay, first of all, I have to say, we have never had one of those fights where somebody's feelings have gotten very hurt at all. We have had one or two maybe incidences where somebody's had to speak up, not sternly, not like a mother, but, you know, making sure that we know that the other person doesn't feel comfortable with this decision. But we work really hard to try to understand each other's points of view before we accuse anybody of anything. And so far we haven't had to accuse anybody of anything. But there was one incident that happened. This company wanted to use our services and pay us a minimal amount, which I at the time was like having one of those financial crisis for the family kind of things, and all I could think of was we're gonna get money and we need to say yes. And my two partners were like, I don't know if this is the best fit for us. This really probably would take away from our site, and we need to work on our site. And I was just like, no, we need this, because it would be our first income generator. We need to do this. And they just kept saying, Literally like that. They weren't sure what to how to like talk me through this, and all I could think of was the money, which I then learned later on that I wasn't trusting God at all, and I needed to trust God. I was freaking out about it, and then I realized that, and then I was able to look at it, at the situation with this company in a whole different light, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's not a really good use of our time and resources. And so I was able to get on Facebook again, because that's how we talk, and say, you know what? You guys are right. We shouldn't do this. So, like, that was one of our most hectic times that we've had, because one of us really didn't want it. The other one was kind of like, I don't think it's a great idea, but if you guys want to go for it, then I'll go for it. And then there was me who was like, we have to do this because we need money. So basically we just make each other wait it out. Like, just keep talking slowly through our concerns and our issues, and don't force a decision to be made until everybody is comfortable with it.
That's a good point when working with a team, that it's much better if everyone is on board mm-hmm. with an idea, and that time can really be a clarifying factor. When given enough time, a situation can look completely differently in a different light.
Exactly.
So we've talked about some challenges that Family Fun Twin Cities has had. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the high points, some of the best benefits you've seen of collaborating together.
Well, there is a truth of synergy. So if you add up what Anne and Joy and I did just for traffic alone, that was about maybe 1,500 viewers, you know, page views, and probably all with this, a lot of the same people, I'm guessing. And now we're up to 2,500. So that's pretty exciting. We also have gotten to do so many fun things. Like around town, we have a whole bunch of theaters that they're like, come and review our show and we'll even do a giveaway for your readers. So we do a lot of that. We got to go zip lining in Minnesota. That was fun. They said, come review us. And we said, okay. what else have we gotten to do? There's so much. We've gotten to meet local actors, a lot of business owners. We've really gotten close to a lot of business owners. So that's kind of exciting. We personally know a lot of local authors, and that has been a blast. We, part of Family Fun Twin Cities, there's a big part of us that we write about stories and books and stuff. And so getting to know local authors has been like a highlight. We had a birthday party last year, and we have a birthday party this year. And we've got lots of people involved with those, and we're expecting about 100 people/families to show up. So that'll be fun for our birthday party.
That's your website birthday party?
Yep, because we're at 2 years, so we're going to have our 2-year birthday party. And we call them birthday parties instead of anniversaries, because birthdays sound more fun.
And so you actually get readers to come and join
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
for a get-together.
Yep.
That sounds like a great idea.
It is really, really fun. And another high point is, what do we call them? We call them something like, not favorite fans, because that's not what we mean, but like the fans who are always on our Facebook page or always commenting or always like the first one to enter into a giveaway. They're like, oh, we call them something. It's going to drive me crazy. But so those fans who come to our get-togethers, it's so exciting to meet them. It's exciting to meet everybody. We just had a book reading. Like, I just read books to a bunch of people last month, and there was, like, all these excited people, and they're coming to spend time with us, which is, like, so, so cool. I love it.
That does sound awesome. I know Sarah and I are hoping that someday we can do a get-together with some of our Brilliant Business Moms in person. That would be super cool. I know what you mean, though, with the, like, those fans that are, the first to comment or the first to, get excited about something, or, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So, Gianna, what I love about what you and Joy and Anne have done is that you've created this website around all the fun things to do in your city, and or cities, plural, and it just resonates with me as an idea that so many different women could tackle in their own backyards. And I know for me personally, the thought of being solely responsible for a business, that is a huge responsibility. And I know I couldn't do Brilliant Business Moms podcast without my brilliant partner, Beth Ann. I don't know.
Same to you.
It would be daunting, yeah. So daunting. So I love the idea of collaborating on a project like this where you can work together with other moms, but you're out there having fun with your kids. Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips or advice for maybe other women who are thinking, man, there's lots of fun things to do in my city. I'd love to maybe join forces with other women and their kids and do something similar. Do you have any advice for them? And not in the Twin Cities. They should not do it in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. We have lots of things like this in the Twin Cities. There's a whole bunch of our websites. So that's a part of the reason we have to talk each other down is like, they're doing this. No, hold on. They're similar, but they're not the same. We have different objectives. So, yeah. Yeah, they can do the Twin Cities if they want to. Good luck is what I'll say. But let's see here. I would say there's kind of two parts to this, maybe three. Okay, but the first thing I would do is, what do you want? You got to figure out what you want to do with your kids. For me, I didn't want to stay in my house. We have a teeny tiny little house, and I didn't want to stay in my house. And there were so many things going on around town that if I was a kid, I know I would have loved to do. So I was like, okay, what can I do for free or for really cheap for my kids so that they can enjoy where we're living? So you have to decide how much time you want to do this. For me, I had a whole bunch of little kids all at the same time. And for me, it was easier to take them out of the house than to stay in the house. It might not be the same for you, so you might want to figure out how you'd want to do that. Maybe you'd take two of your kids instead of all four, if you have four like I do. Or, you know, just take one or something. Otherwise, yeah, that's the first thing you need to do is what kind of things do you want to talk about and what do you want to do? Second of all, you need to make sure you take pictures because even if you just have one or two pictures in there, that will make things much more interesting for somebody than just a whole bunch of words on text or on the screen. So you want to go out and figure out how you want to do it. You want to do them and take some pictures, even if they're horrible and like blurry, you still need to put the pictures up. I promise it'll be much better. If you can take ones that are better than blurry, I highly recommend that. And then the third thing to do is it is a whole lot more fun to do it with people. It's a whole ton more fun because if you can do it with somebody, let's say you hear about this awesome play you really want to go check out, but you can't because you have something going on, then you can throw it out to your partners. Like, this is going on. Does anybody want to take it? And that takes a lot of pressure off of you. However, I know that it's kind of scary to start something like this because I was scared to death when I started something like this. So the only thing is I would tell you is I think I heard Kat Lee say this once. I think she said you can kind of hide behind your computer. So they don't know how devastated you would be if they said no. So you can send it and it's okay. Or you don't have to be that devastated because they really don't know you. You know, like, just hide behind your computer and send it. It would hurt more to not reach out than it would to reach out. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. So yeah. I would say reach out. That's the third thing to do. Figure out what you want to do with your kids. Do it with your kids and take pictures and then reach out to other moms.
That sounds great. So when you guys first joined forces, did you find at that point that you still had to go and pay for a lot of the activities you were doing and then review them? Or were you able to find activities to do for free or, you know, to get them comped to you guys because of your site pretty early on? Or how did that process work?
Okay, so Joy used to do things all for free since she was free family fun. So she never really went out and did anything that cost money for her site. Anne didn't really spend, but I mean, she did occasionally. And for me, I think I just paid for it. So when we all came together and there were three of us working on one site, I felt, for me specifically, I felt that I couldn't let them down, that our site was so much better being that there was three of us working on it than just lowly little me, that I was not afraid to go ask people to see, you know, can I come and review this? And they were more than willing to say yes, which was amazing. But I wasn't as scared because I had two other women behind me that I didn't want to let down, and I knew it was more than just me. So I don't know if it was the people, you know, the team spirit that I was like, we're going to do this for you and we are going to do an awesome job, which I could come at them with confidence, or if it was just the fact that I didn't want to let them down. But yeah, we started getting tickets and we were able to go do everything that we wanted to do. I don't think there's ever been a time that I asked that they said no. I've gotten no's for, like, giveaways and stuff, but usually, even if they can't do a giveaway, they'll give us a couple tickets to review a show or an exhibit or something.
That's pretty awesome. So you just ask, and they give you tickets to the program or event or show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is really cool. And even our birthday party that we're hosting in a small mall in Minneapolis, they gave us their facility for free because I asked, which I was super nervous about that one. And then they also, all of our entertainment for our birthday party, they're all doing it out of the kindness of their hearts because we'll promote them. We have been promoting them. We're giving them free advertising space. You know, like all these things that we can do for people and companies and businesses around town. So we're not taking it for granted. We're pretty grateful.
That's awesome. Now, all that free stuff is obviously sort of a form of revenue for your company. At least you're not paying out of pocket for you and your kids to go do all of this fabulous stuff. Are there other ways that you are currently monetizing or plan to monetize your site?
Yep. We have finally put AdSense on. We didn't have AdSense for a long time because we have been so dedicated to being local that we didn't want to put AdSense on. But then as we started really researching it, we realized that they really do kind of go with the taste of your site, and they, if we're local, they'll stay local. So we're doing that. We're also working our way to another ad network as well. And then Pat Flynn, thanks to you guys, I totally got into him. Pat Flynn really, really encourages the affiliate marketing. And I was suddenly realizing one day that I was like, we need to do this because people can buy tickets through our site, which number one is easier for them. So they can just click here and go straight to buy a ticket and we can get a commission off of that. Or we can just, you know, have a shop that's an online Ticketmaster, kind of, not, oh, you probably can't say Ticketmaster. Let me say that again. An online, like, ticket hub for us to, you know, okay, we know that this site, Family Fun Twin Cities, will have all of the places that we want to go as a family, and we want to go see this play. We'll just go straight to their site, click on their shop, and bam, we'll be able to get their tickets. So that's another big thing that we're trying to do. We're also working on private ads as well, but I don't think that will be as successful as the affiliate marketing. And we're also looking for sponsors as well. And for us, sponsors are people and companies that are really invested in us that we will, in return, will invest in them. So they'll be on all our sponsors would be on our newsletters, and sponsors would be on all of our posts, and sponsors would, you know, like they'll be there and much more out there as opposed to our advertisers are on our calendar page.
I love your idea for the ticket hub. and having affiliate sales that way, that is genius. And not only could that potentially be a great revenue stream for you guys, but it's also super convenient for your readers, for everyone who's looking to do fun stuff in the Twin Cities. So I can't wait to see that. So Gianna, I'm curious, do all three of you, you, Joy, and Anne, have the same end goal for the blog, such as earning a certain amount of income each month, or do you have perhaps maybe a bit different objectives? And if so, how have you worked through those?
We don't have the exact same objective. We all want it to be successful. So we all define success as getting a return for our investment, and right now we feel like we've gotten a really good return for all of the free things and activities that we've gotten to do. But I think because of the time it takes, we are really looking for a little bit of revenue. just because it does take a lot of time, and it either takes away from our kids a little bit, because it does. I mean, as much as you try, my poor 5-year-old gets to watch a lot of TV, you know, like, I think it's going to take me 20 minutes, and then 45 minutes later, he's like, Mom, are you done? Yep, I'll be done. You know, like, so it does take a little bit of time away from your kids. It does take a little bit of time away from your sleep or your husband or something. So we really want to make it worth it. We don't want it to take a lot of time away, but the time it does take away, we would like it to be, we'd like it to be returned to us in a monetary way. So Joy, this is her creative venture. She has a full-time job as well. And so this is her creative thing that she is doing, and she loves it. She would like it to create income, but that's not what she needs. As for Anne and I, we both would like it to create an income, and we enjoy it. So there's a little bit – do you see there's a little bit of difference right there? Okay, so – but it's not so much – that we can't work together, or that we are disappointed about anything, or, you know, just like the rest of it, it fits together so well that we're very comfortable working toward the same goals together of getting our page views up. Not that we need to, and you can't see my air quotes, but, you know, not that we need to, but you want to keep growing, and we're enjoying seeing the growth and the fact that we're touching people's lives and caring about people and giving people something that they need. Like, all these things together is just incredible. And so while monetizing is important to us, we also love being able to be a resource for families. And that's our goal, is to be the one-stop shop for families in the Twin Cities.
Excellent. It looks like you guys are well on your way to being just that, the only place people go in the Twin Cities for information. I was curious, it just dawned on me, did you guys do any sort of legal formation when you decided to partner up as a partnership or an LLC, or have you just kept it kind of hobby casual at this point?
We did. It took us about a year and a half. We gave ourselves a good long time to see if this is what we wanted to do. So we started in April, and then a year passed, and we were still going at it and improving and enjoying it. And so as time went on, it was about September or October, and we're like, you know what? I think it's time we make this official. So Anne's husband, he's kind of like our business guru. Every husband in our little group has got a different job. So, yeah, this is a whole family venture, and all of our kids talk about Family Fun Twin Cities all the time, and Andy is Anne's oldest, and he's 10. Oh, and all three of us have a 10-year-old as our oldest. He's 10, and he's the one who's, like, watching our Facebook page views and our analytics and making sure that we know what's going on. It's so great. But, yes, the answer to that is we are now legally an entity.
What sort of entity did you choose?
We're an LLC.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
I like, though, the idea that you started working together and just tested it out. you gave it a good long while. And then when it was pretty clear, like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. We're all really loving this. And, you know, then you made it official. I think sometimes people get hung up on all of that official stuff, and like that overwhelms them to the point where they can't even get started. So I think that's really cool that you just said, let's get started and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. I've been noticing that too, because for a while I was like taking in all of this information. Like I was listening to every single business podcast, because I am not a businesswoman at all. I am a writer who suddenly got thrown into like the business end of things. But I was like taking in all this information, and I was trying to disseminate it to my partners, and they would be like, what? What? Gianna, what do you want us to do? And I'm like, you guys need to be listening to this, and you need to be using this program, and you need to be doing this. And then suddenly I was like, no, I'm taking on too much information. What I need to do is take on a little bit of information, plug it in, do it so that it becomes routine, so that they start seeing me do it. And so they, you know, like, yeah, I have no idea why I'm telling you this story. But that's what I was thinking.
I love it. No, it makes sense. You were talking about the whole, you know, you could collect information forever, or you can take a little bit of information and go for it.
Yeah.
And learn as you go. Yeah.
And I literally had to do that. Like, I took my podcast and I had to weed them down. So now, instead of listening to every single, like, Chris Drucker and John Lee Dumas and, who else? Seth Goins, and they're all great, and Pat Flynn, and you guys, and Kat Lee, and like,
yeah,
just keep going. So now I'm like, okay, who are the people that I most want to emanate right now? And so I have it down to you guys and Pat Flynn and Kat.
Because
you guys are just, I feel like we're in the same situation, and you're getting the information that I need for you guys, so that, you know, I'm listening in on what you're learning, and so that helps me, and that kind of sticks with the whole Pat Flynn thing, because, you know, you guys learn a lot from him, and I just suddenly fell in love with Kat Lee, so I just listen to her all the time.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. In fact, I just listened to her today, your interview with her today.
Oh, yay.
This is so great!
I'm glad you do feel like you can relate to us or our interviews, because we do feel in a similar spot. I mean, the podcast, as of this recording and as of the air date, most likely, is less than a year old, and it is. And we're starting. We're still new. We're growing, and we want to glean all of that great information from other business owners for ourselves, but also for listeners, because there's so many different things that our listeners can be up to, but hopefully we are bringing it home to a level that people can actually take in and do something with it, is the goal.
Right.
Well, Gianna, this has been a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed learning about how you started to work with other moms to create your awesome site, Family Fun Twin Cities. I'm sure we have some listeners in that area who will be checking you out. As we wrap up, could you share with us a fun or adorable mom moment that you've had recently?
Yes. We've just celebrated 2 of 4 kids' birthdays, and our youngest just turned 5, which is crazy that our last one is now 5. He is now the age his sister was when he was born. But anyway, he woke up on his birthday, and he was really cute. He's this little blondie, and everybody thinks he's cute. It's not just me, I promise. But I have been getting up early in the morning so that I'm more of a mom to them by the time they get up. And I also have to tell you, I really have to set the story up. It's not even that big of a story, but I have to set it up. Okay, so we have pets in our house, but they're not the traditional hamster or guinea pig or dog or cat. We have a parakeet and we have a parrot, which most people don't have. So when I get up early in the morning, I need to get the parrot out of his cage at, like, 6:45. Because if I wait any longer, then he starts screeching like a crazy man. And he's super loud. And so I got him up at about 6:45. And then he has to sit on your shoulder or else he screeches like a crazy man. And so I had him on my shoulder. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table. And my five-year-old comes out of his room and heads upstairs into my bedroom just, I think, to go say, hi, Daddy, it's my birthday. Okay, so I've got the parrot on my shoulder. I'm reading my Bible, and down comes my little five-year-old. he looks at the bird, and he goes, hi, Crackle, it's my birthday. And then he, like, went on. I'm just going to tell everybody, it's my birthday today. It was really cute.
That is super cute. Holden is, my little boy, still four, and he does, like, the same thing, like, the whole, like, he talks to animals just like they're people, you know? Like, there's no distinction. Well, Gianna, it's been so much fun talking with you today, and I just really admire your guts to go out there and partner with some other ladies, and you guys are just doing awesome things. So I think your story is going to really resonate with some other moms listening who may then have the courage to go do the same thing. So thank you again for chatting with us. And one last time, can you tell our listeners where the best place is for them to find you?
You can find us at familyfuntwincities.com. We're on Pinterest. I think we're Family Fun Twin Cities there. We're on Instagram, Family Fun Twin Cities. Twitter is Family Fun TC, and Facebook, Family Fun Twin Cities.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. This was so much fun.
It was fun. Thank you for having me.
For the show notes, head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/88. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.